This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mesa County voters appear to have ousted two of three school board members who ran as a conservative bloc. Preliminary results show Angela Lima and Will Jones losing their re-election bids. Conservative board president Andrea Heitz is winning by fewer than 2,000 votes. The trio was elected in 2021 after vowing to bring conservative values to the formerly nonpartisan District 51 school board. The teachers' union supported Vicki Woods and Casey Cole, who will replace Lima and Jones. Meanwhile, a Denver ban on the sales of flavored tobacco won strong approval from voters last night. Supporters of the ban outspent opponents by a 9-1 edge. That included money from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He gave a record amount, around $5 million. Vape shop owner Phil Guerin blasted Bloomberg's role.
But I think absolutely, it's ridiculous. What kind of sense does that make? There's got to be a limit on that.
That money paid for a slew of TV ads. Two oil and gas companies in Denver plan to merge. SM Energy is the oldest oil and natural gas company in Denver and as well as in Texas and Utah. It would merge with Civitas Resources early next year. The move has been approved by both boards. Cottonwood Pass and the Collegiate Peak has closed for the winter season. The twisting roadway connects Chaffee and Gunnison counties. It crosses the Continental Divide at more than 12,000 feet and often receives heavy snowfall. Road workers do not plow the road leading to the pass during the winter months. Crews hope to have the pass open again before next Memorial Day weekend. This is CPR News.